that ladies first, and then the gentlemen, the marketeers, will say the names later. Yes.
Hi, everyone. My name is Maggie, and I'm glad to be here.
Welcome, Maggie. Next.
Hi. Hi, people. My name is Billy. So happy to be here again.
Yeah, again and again and again. Yes. Next person, please.
Good afternoon, all. This is Amalemba. I'm so excited to be part of this.
You're so excited, eh? Yes.
Hi, guys. I'm Pablo. You guys know who I am. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, so today afternoon, I just assembled all my friends. You guys, I like you so much. And I thank you for all being in this podcast, making it where it is right now. And today we're going to kick off with a very interesting session. I think Pablo will lead us through the session. So I'll just lay back and Pablo will take the lead. Right, Pablo?
Yeah, I am. I'm taking the lead on this one because I'm the quiz master. And yes. Yeah, we are going to play a game. Today we have a game for you guys, and it's called General Questions. And so basically what the game entails is I ask you guys a few questions from various topics, and then you guys answer, and then I'll rank you. Have you guys ever heard of General Questions?
General Questions?
Yeah, have you ever heard of the game?
You will hear it now.
No.
Okay.
We have now. We had it now.
Okay. It's not that difficult. Maybe it is, but so we have we have four topics, and we have questions from history, geography, and music, and TV and film.
TV and film.
Uh-huh. Yeah, TV and film. It's general questions, so general topics.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So the first topic is history, and so basically I'll ask the questions. Then you'll go. The formula for answering is K will go first, and then he'll go next, and then Dalmas, and then Maggie. Is that fine?
That's okay.
Yeah, but Billy and Maggie sound the same. I'm a bit confused.
I know how to differentiate.
Yeah.
You know how to differentiate.
Don't worry.
Dalmas the maestro.
Okay.
Ati Dalmas na jo ku demonstrate ku ku ni ku differentiate.
Yeah, but yes, okay. Because you guys talk the same. Eh. Okay. Dalmas, tomorrow come for dinner.
Okay, here we go. So the first question is, and we have multiple choices. The first question is, in what year was slavery abolished in the United States of America?
Hey.
Do you get...
What are the options? Multiple choices?
Options.
Sorry?
Do you guys want the options?
Yes.
So,
yeah.
The option...
No, because you're going to options. What do I say, my 2 years?
Are you
the one? Options.
Because you're going to options.
So, do you guys want options?
Okay, we're waiting for your answer.
So, I'll say 1595.
Hmm?
Yes.
Okay. Billy?
I'll go for
1865.
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
Dalmas?
I'll go for
1891.
Maggie? 1865.
Okay, it turns out that only the girls know their history. Slavery was abolished in 1865 in the US.
1865.
Ah, but I'm trying to Google, man. Google aje simu ndio tunatumia.
Kev, why are you feeling insecure? No, Kevin is insecure. Why are you having trust issues?
You know, you're giving us ideas because me nilijua haiwezi siwezi double task niki Google na nionge.
Yeah, Kate, he knows how to cheat. That's why he's saying so.
Okay, let's do this. Let Pablo give us options, then we can select.
Yeah, yeah.
So that Kate does not feel insecure.
So that Kate does not feel done by. Okay. Yes. So the first question. So a point, and K and Dalmas don't have a point. So
okay.
Question two is: the Statue of Liberty in New York City was erected on October the 28th, 1886, as a gift to the people of the U.S. from what country? Mm-hmm. So do you guys want the options?
Yes.
Yeah, we do.
So option A is the UK, United Kingdom. Option B is Italy. Option C is Belgium. Option D is France. Option E is Russia.
France.
Okay, K says France. Billy?
I'll go with France.
Billy says France. Dalmas? Do you have Dalmas? Okay, looks like maybe we might have lost Dalmas. Maggie?
France.
Maggie says France. Dalmas?
Dalmas might be incapacitated.
No. Dalmas, are you still with us?
I'm still with you guys.
Yeah, what's your answer?
I'm saying please go back to the choices. Yes.
So you still have the choices. Choice A is the UK. Option. Choice B is Italy. Choice C, D is France, and choice E is Russia.
I'll go with France.
Okay, Dalma says France. The answer is France. You guys, I think you should clap for yourselves. Uh-huh. Yeah, you know Dalma is clapping.
I'm not clapping.
Meg, I want to hear you clapping.
Okay, so it's K1, Billy 2, Dalmas 1, Meg 2. Question 3. Her Majesty the Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth II, was on a safari trip in Africa when her father George VI died in 1952. In what country was she in? Choices.
Mm-hmm. What country was the Queen of England when her mother died?
When
her father died?
Yeah, when her father died, King George. So the choices are Kenya, Tanzania, Rwanda, Swaziland, or Namibia. Kay?
Rwanda.
Okay, so is one.
Rwanda iko kwa options.
Yeah. Rwanda is in the options. Rwanda.
Rwanda. We you see to guess like.
Yeah, guess sasa. Okay.
Nigeria iko kwa options.
No, let me repeat the options.
Nigeria. Yeah.
Okay, let me repeat the options. The options are Kenya, Tanzania, Rwanda, Swaziland, and Namib.
Kenya. Charity begins at home. Acha nijipatie benefit of doubt.
Okay. Okay, Billy says Kenya. Dalmas?
I will confidently go with Kenya.
It's Kenya. And Dalmas says confidently. And Maggie?
You know me, honestly, sijui. But some of the joy to will shut go Kenya. So let me just go with Kenya.
No, Masan.
I don't know. I don't know it. And I can't go with the first, with Cable's choice because he's the only one who has picked it. So I'll just have to go with Kenya.
Okay, okay, Maggie. Maggie is Kenya. And, Dalmas, correct. Queen Elizabeth was in Kenya when her father died. She didn't get the message.
Yeah, it was Kenya. It was Kenya. It was definitely Kenya. Yeah,
I think we have some faith in your country, people.
I can see just scare. You guys are breaking up. No, it's network.
I didn't say people are breaking up. But still, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Probably not like
scared. Yeah, okay. Okay, if you guys can hear me and I can hear you guys, I think we're okay.
Yeah.
Okay, as it stands, Kay has 1 point, Billy has 3, Dalmas has 2 points, and Maggie has 3. So
Kay nimekuacha abse.
Hey, that was Kay. Kay
chevo na kwa.
Ndao pata tu haina shida, ndao pata tu.
Yeah. You can feel. We still have three more topics, so don't get tired. Okay, Mwai Kibaki was Kenya's third president, and he was voted in 2002 after obviously Mzee Arap Moi's retirement. So the question is, who was Kibaki's vice president?
Who was
Kibaki's first vice president?
Surely,
let me be the last one to answer.
No, you are the first person to answer. You are changing the formula. So, do you guys want the options?
No, for me, I don't. I don't think.
No.
Okay, K.
No.
K
will
you want the options? So give me the options.
Okay, K wants the options. Option A is Musalia Mudavadi. Option B is George Saitoti. Option C is Moody Awori. Option D is Michael Kijana Wamalwa. Option E is Kalonzo Musyoka.
What?
Kevin, I'm on a blackout, Mse.
What?
Hey, Kevin.
Meg, can you answer that question?
You want me to be the first one? Ni answer.
Yeah,
I try. Wamalwa.
Yes,
that's my answer.
Okay. Billy, did you say
Wamalwa?
Okay, Billy says Wamalwa.
Yeah.
And Kay, due to Billy's answer, you also say Wamalwa?
Yes.
Okay, he says Wamalwa too. Dalmas, what's the answer?
The answer is Michael Kijana Wamalwa.
Dalmas says Wamalwa.
Dalmas was up on
the
Okay.
We're so sorry, man.
Maggie, what's your answer? Oh, okay.
Maybe I see Wamalwa.
Oh, you are the first one to answer?
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
The answer is Michael Kijana Wamalwa. You guys got it right.
Kevwende una clap wa kwanza na umepata mwa Kenya kutoka kwa Megi.
Okay, the last question. In what year did Zimbabwe get the independence?
What year did Zimbabwe get to
independence? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Question A is 1970. Option A.
19?
Option A is 1978. Option B is 1980. Option C is 1984. Option D is 1964. And option E is
1974.
1978. Okay, Billy?
I think it's in the 1980s, but see, question 18 Gappy, so I'll go with 1984.
Billy goes with 1984. Delmas?
I'll go with 1980. The year 1980.
Delmas goes.
can I also give the month and the date?
Hey!
Hey!
We are
okay,
sorry.
Okay, Delma sounds so sure of himself. Did he Google?
No.
Okay, Maggie.
I don't know.
Go with the option now that you guys are borrowing from each other.
No, he was not sure. He doesn't tell you what like it's like. I'll tell him. What's in Indian at Dalmas? 1980.
Okay, that's it. 1980. Dalmas, can you give us the date and month? Dalmas, do you have the date and the month?
I just have the month, not the date.
Okay, what month?
We are waiting for that month.
I think it's April.
Yeah, it's April. I think Dalmas Dalmas is googling the answers.
Just because I know the one.
Okay. Let's move on because I know Dalmas is not a cheat. Let's move on.
Yes.
Okay. The next topic is geography, and question.
Oh Lord! Niko inje. Apo niko inje.
Yani inakwambia hili leo ni ana baya sana. Okay.
Apo sasa I rain.
Oh,
apo niko inje.
Okay, who likes? So question one is, how many countries still have the shilling as their currency?
You still have?
How many countries in the world still have the shilling as their currency? Question. So option A is 3 countries. Option B is 4 countries. Option C is 6 countries. Option D is 11 countries. And option E is 9 countries. Okay.
Auntie, everyone does that.
Do you want me to repeat the question?
How many
countries?
Option A is 3. Option B is 4. Option C is 6. Option D is 11. And option E is 9.
For me, I'll go with the. Is there a 6? I've had a 6 there.
Yeah, you had a 6.
Yeah, I'm going with 6. I'm not sure though.
Okay, Dalma says 6. K?
Nine.
Okay, K says 9. Billy?
4. 4.
Maggie says 4.
Maggie 4.
Billy?
I want to change.
Kev wants to change. Let Kev change.
You can't change.
I'll weigh my options.
Billy?
Kev, you're not changing your answer?
I want to change my answer, Mr. Pablo.
Please change. We are waiting for you.
4. 4 countries.
Okay, Billy?
Wrong.
Oh, you're wrong.
I'm thinking that the shilling is mostly in East Africa, so plus one minus one, I'll be safe with the four.
Yes, follow me.
follow the follower.
I follow the follower.
Yeah, follow the follower. The answer is four.
So Kay got it right.
Billy got it right. And Meg got it right. Delmas got it right. And the four countries that have the shilling, you guys know the Kenyan shilling. And Tanzania have the Tanzanian shilling. Uganda have the Ugandan shilling, and Somalia.
Oh, it's Somalia.
Yeah, Somalia have Somalia the Somalian have. Shilling.
Oh, okay.
I forgot to give you guys the result of round one history.
Uh-huh.
So K got 2 points from round one.
Mm-hmm.
Billy got 4 points. Dalmas got 4 points. Maggie got all 5 points.
Hey.
Yeah, we have a
Na Pablo.
Okay. Question two. How many states are there in the US?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys know?
How many states are in the US?
Yeah, we do.
Option A is 50. Option B is 51. Option C is 52. Option D is 49.
I want to start with
that. And E is 53.
Mm-hmm. Meg wants to start.
Meg wants to go first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Meg says 52.
52.
Okay, are you following?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that 52?
50.
Okay, K say is 50.
50.
Yeah, 50 is in the options.
It's in the option.
Okay, Billy.
I'll go with 50.
I don't need.
Billy says 50.
Yeah.
I'll go with 52.
Okay. Delmas says 52. Delmas, you guys are following each other's answers, but
no, is that 52 in the choices?
Yeah.
Then I'm going to 52.